What if you don't like the color of your name? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and a world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. One of the most common types of synesthesia is to associate letters with colors. This could mean that the letters of your own name are colored. But with synesthesia, you don't get to pick what colors go with which letters. So what if you don't like the colors of your name? Do you change it? Some synesthetes do. For example, the name James could be far more attractive than the name Jim if the letter A is associated, say, with a deep reddish purple, while the letter I is associated with a dull grayish yellow, and you happen to prefer rich colors to washed out colors. For most synesthetes with colored letters, it's usually the initial letter or vowel which colors the name, with the other letters just lending their tinges. Although sometimes certain vowels or influential colors on down the row might be strong enough to make the name bicolored or totally overwhelm everything else. So for example, it might make a major difference in color whether the name Anne is spelled with or without an E at the end. I have many accounts of synesthetes changing their own names. However, it seems to be far more common amongst female synesthetes than males, although this might just be from underreporting by male synesthetes. But from what I have on file, it seems that most male synesthetes with colored letters accept or put up with their own names and instead are picky about what they name other things, such as pets, or boats, or children, or what a girlfriend's name is, or what they can get away with calling her instead. Girls with colored letter synesthesia might change their name as young as age 9 or 10. Switching from using one's first name to a middle name, or vice versa, is sometimes an option, or using an alternate spelling. Since most cultures allow for more variance in girls' names than in boys, such synesthete girls have more possibilities to totally change their name, whereas a boy is usually left with the alternative of trying to push for a particular nickname or a common variant of his name. But keep in mind that, in many cultures, women change their name upon marriage. This can result in changing to a new pretty name or to enduring a new ugly one. For example, I know of a woman whose maiden name for her was a well-balanced combination of black and pink, which she felt worked well with the colors of her first name. Her husband's last name, which she took upon marriage, was for her a blah brown color that didn't go with anything. There are others, though, for whom the color of a name is just right, such as Catherine, spelled with a Y, who doesn't like being miscalled Catherine, with an I, or Kathy, or Cat. But it doesn't have to be just because of colors. You could instead have word or phoneme to taste synesthesia, or word to touch synesthesia. Thus, you might change your name from a hard plastic-like name to a name that feels soft and furry in your hand. Or you might choose to name your new black kitten something that, to you, tastes like licorice. Or have a problem with your new colleagues Derek and Valerie because his name evokes the flavor of earwax while hers produces the taste of hay and overcooked celery. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@tridentteach.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete professor and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.